I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker. Oh, my headphones are...
I'm being deafened.
Mine are very loud as well, John. Is that... Crikey. Have I just turned something on or up?
Good there we Lord. Are.
What a it's shame. Like
being at a
We're all
Pink
deaf.
Floyd gig or something.
We're all now. It would be a great... Is that any good now, John? Can you still hear me?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that!
Can't start with that.
Well, I was at Hampton and Richmond last night. We are recording here on Wednesday.
You were Dave.
I was Dave on the commentary. And we've got to thank Simon.
Yes.
Who, at full time, as Talk United had just clinched a thrilling comeback win.
I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yellow Army had to file past our commentary position as they left. All sort of 100, 150. Jules Nixon,
Dave
Alan.
Dave Thomas at Concord Rangers.
It was
Concord
everybody filing past.
I had your Netflix money.
I felt less conspicuous in my time. But Simon, as the commentator from Radio Devon, summing up, Simon shouting, "Nothing wrong with that!
Nothing wrong with that!"
I've got right it, into the mic.
I think I've got it here. Hold on a minute. I think I sent it to you.
Brown's face. Derby at home. So it's finished here at the Beavery Stadium. 40 fans are just walking across us.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Simon. Lovely to have a catchphrase. I think that's the first... Well, we've had a few on the ices. Lovely to have a catchphrase yelled at us.
It's a catchphrase by proxy, isn't it? Because it's actually Dave Thomas's catchphrase. But I'm not sure he's aware he's got it.
I'm not actually sure the last time I heard him say it. I think he may have backed out.
Secondary... catchphrase behind just got to go and write up my report for the tournament weekly.
I did do the full 95 minutes.
I think you're allowed to duck out at the end there. Imagine the co-coms on that journey. But where are you going?
I'm up, sorry.
Just got to go and write my report for the Torbay Weekly. What?
You don't even write for them.
Torbay Weekly. What are you on about? Great to know it's cutting through though, John.
It is, I mean,
obviously
isn't it?
Not
Big
just
cut
a talk,
through.
Not a talky podcast, but progressively so. What a great night! And you were excellent, John, as ever.
Thank you. That's
on
very
the co-coms.
Love the show.
Love the show. The old woman. You and Paul.
It was
Cook.
Lovely to see a few foffs last night as well. Jules Nixon,
lovely.
Alan Wills,
yeah.
Johnny's lovely bloke.
Jules Nixon bought my brother a pint. It was nice of you,
Jules.
Your
brother,
thank
Rob.
You.
Lovely
Rob
to
Baker,
see Rob.
Who is
but. Foff of the night has to go to, and the first time we've ever had to scramble international foff rescue, Tom Kelly. Foff.
No, you've got the list.
20-something, 30-something. Without Tom, I wouldn't have gotten to the ground. The guy on the gate was being an arsehole.
You were working there, John.
He was being an arsehole.
You'd have got in.
No, I wouldn't have got in.
Flash your BBC credentials.
I didn't have any BBC credentials. That was the problem.
He just thought you were trying to blag in.
He thought I was trying to bunk in. He was an arse, but international who's, foff rescue.
Who's going to try and bunk in?
We can't hold them back. It was like Wembley Way, Euro 21. That bloke setting firework out from his arse.
People chucking bottles. Everyone high
just
on coke.
Couldn't control it. People going jib, jib, jib.
Pictures
jib,
of QR jib, codes jib, trying jib, to get jib, into jib, the Beavers.
Jib,
jib. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was bad. So he's now international rescue foff.
Oh, very
Tom,
nice. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Good. Very good. Well, that's good of him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And because he works there, doesn't he?
He came in and everything was suddenly sorted. I think he's big news at
is he?
Hampton, Tom. He arrived and suddenly everything was sorted and I was in.
Comes down from the Vanarama National League.
Not, like, everything not all right here? And that was it. I was in.
Wow, Tom just gets
Tom,
that.
Sort of
it's all right. Let him in. Let him in.
Sort of power that Tom wields at the Beavery.
I couldn't get the radio. I was doing a gig, so I couldn't get to the game. And so I was following the match on Talkie Talk. So thank you very much, Talkie Talk.
It's a good way to follow the game.
Very, very good. Up to the minute. And a quite nerve-wracking way to... Yes, well, look, we'll talk about the result in a minute. Let's talk about that. What else is it? It's a short podcast, John, isn't it? Because there's been no National League.
Well, let's...
And it's a National League podcast.
Work out what we've got coming up. I mean, there are a couple of bits worth talking about in the FA Cup. A few upsets.
Yep.
To delve into.
Yep.
Not Scanty, looking at you.
Yes.
Bromley looking at you.
Yeovil looking at you. That's the best one. Unbelievable. Hargreaves.
Hargreaves
back
in
on
the
BT.
Mud.
Imagine if Hargreaves back on BT Sports.
That's the way things are in football.
Chris Todd I feel sorry for, but there we are.
Well, you know, not too sorry.
Okay.
He did abandon us. What else we got?
Don't ever cross John, I tell you, that'll be it.
Yeah, the bloke from Hampton and Richmond found that out.
Wow,
last night.
Okay, gosh.
Good choice words.
I'm the BBC, mate. Radio Devon.
The National Obsession. Look.
Did you do Ray and Dave for a minute? Oh, I know who it is. Yeah. Oh, that Ray and Dave podcast. Oh, yeah.
The Suffragette. What else is coming up? Oh, we've got loads and loads of letters from a listener.
That's great. That's all we need to do, John. There's no National League. We can look ahead to the weekend when the National League comes back. The Vanarama National League, which we're really into, of course. Let's talk about the FA Cup. Should we do a few results? That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes, we should do really
bad. Bad for the Vanarama, wasn't it? A lot of teams knocked out.
Yeah, well, there were. Let's go back to Saturday. So Chesterfield got the job done against angsty Nomads. Obviously, very angsty sort of team.
Very nice.
Blyth Spartans won. Wrexham won on Saturday. So Blyth Spartans, they got a very late equaliser there, Blyth.
Yeah.
Kerr having a real... Flew in from the game from Chicago.
Oh, did
plane he? Problems, train problems.
Oh, that's what it's like.
What a jet setter.
Who's going with him? John Candy.
I don't think a car was involved, unfortunately.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
What a film. I mean, Rob and Ryan probably would have made that into a film.
Probably.
Everyone would have bought a shirt. Sounds bitter, John. Let's not sound
a little bit
don't
bitter.
Sound too bitter about it.
Altrincham 2, Gateshead 2. So that went to a replay on Tuesday night, which we'll come on to. Barnet 3, Western Supermare 0. So they booted Western Supermare out of
there. We played them in the cup, haven't we? Westerns, or did we play
we
them,
played
in,
them
in
the
in
league?
The league.
And someone threw a bin on the pitch.
Oh, is that,
that was
man,
that
was
game,
it?
Yeah.
That was, I thought that was Bath City.
No, it was Western.
The wheelie
someone
bin.
Someone threw
on
a wheelie bin on the pitch. Never repeated.
Oh, do you know what, John? There's a bit of me that just misses the National
Well,
there's a bit of me that thinks that's probably our fun level. The funnest level for us to be in is the National League
South. I did get a glimpse of that again last night. I'm not keen to get back in there.
I'm here for it. I'm not keen to get there, no. I like being... But...
It's a bit amateur hour.
As long as we have a club, you know, the National League South was a laugh.
Beckenham Town 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 7. So Dagenham, again.
It's goals.
What are the, what's going on
team.
Down there?
Who knows what's
Mad.
Going on at Dagenham and Redbridge.
A Bournemouth 5, Wooldstone 3, which was probably the
stupid
all
game.
National League tie, yeah, of the, tie of the weekend.
Really
but Bournemouth getting it done.
Yeah, well done to them.
And Wooldstone have lost their big striker in National League news.
So where's he gone?
Reece Brown. He's gone to Woking.
Woking
paid big money for him.
Woking.
Tripled his money, apparently.
Woking, tiny little tin pot Woking.
Tripled his money. I know someone at Wilson, yeah.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
Well, good luck. Good
Chucking
luck.
The money around, Sal.
Good luck to him there. So that's Wilson, probably, then. I suppose they have to take it, don't they? Did Reece Brown play against us? Yeah, I think he probably did.
Yeah, he did.
Did he score against
don't
us?
I think he scored.
No, he has
been scoring all their goals this year.
Reece Brown was out against us. Remember their best player being out against
right,
us.
Right, that
yeah.
must have been it.
No, Kretschmar was out. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. All molds into one, to be honest.
Look it up for yourselves.
I'm not Google.
I don't know. I mean, Darren Sahl can't be too stroppy at the moment. He's getting
what?
It all his own way.
Imagine the Yeovil fans.
He's been spoiled. He's like a real spoiled teenager.
Yeovil fans dreaming of Sahl. Imagine that. Imagine being in that situation.
We want Sahl. We want
dreaming
Sahl.
Of Darren Sahl coming back. I'm not coming back.
No,
you said to
I've left.
Go. I have left.
I've quit.
I am quitting it. I am going to Woking.
I'm never coming back.
You're not my real
you
club.
You won't see me again.
You're not my real club.
I'm leaving home.
I hate green.
Bromley 1, Hereford 2, so big scalp there. Josh Gowling's Hereford knocking out Bromley on their plastic cheaty pitch.
I like Josh Gowling. He seems to do a very good job at Hereford as well.
He's a hopeless footballer for us, but he's doing quite a good job at Hereford.
Very good job. He's good on the old media as well. Good luck to Josh Gowling, I say.
The other big scalp, Chelmsford City 2, Aldershot 0, and that was the end of Mark Molesley at Aldershot as well, sacked. He's gone.
I wonder who you've got odds on leaving first. Is he the first managerial casualty?
No, Shez. Shez at Oldham.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. Wow, all the big clubs letting people go, but not the goals.
No,
so
not
good.
The goals. Dorking 1, Eastleigh 3.
Yep.
So Eastleigh progressing there at Dorking. I've written down on my list Dorking Heads as something we could do
Dorking
in the future.
Heads. Oh, Talking what Heads. Lovely. Well, that's very much your Venn diagram there. But Alan Bennett in Dorking with a hat on.
David Byrne.
Oh, you were thinking,
when
the days go by and the
once in a lifetime. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, very nice. Maybe you can mix the two. Well, days go by, of course.
Maidenhead 2, Eastbourne Borough 1.
Yes,
now,
that's a good one.
The Maidenhead equation, we couldn't call that at all.
No.
I think you said Eastbourne would win. I said Maidenhead would win.
No, we couldn't call it.
I was right, but look, who knows?
We
that
didn't
was
do the equation.
To call.
That was just vibes, John.
We need
science.
To work out before this podcast is out who they've got on the weekend.
Yes, we need. I've forgotten about that. That's what good bit of remembering there.
Yeah.
Should we do it now, John?
Go on then.
Who have they got this
while
weekend?
We're abused it.
They have got Barnet. Oh, you all right?
I just fell off my chair.
Just fell off. Wow, it's because you're messing with science. You
I was
see,
reaching for the mouse, fell off my chair.
Wow,
that was ridiculous.
That was a sad moment in the podcast there.
That was like a workplace injury.
It really was. Wow. Oh, you okay, John?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're in a different room.
I banged
to me.
My knee.
Oh, he's out for the weekend.
Do the Maidenhead equation then. There's something else we haven't brought up.
Okay. Right, so the Maidenhead equation this weekend, Saturday the 22nd of October, Barnet at home to Maidenhead United. So Maidenhead United away at Barnet, John.
So, do we want the equation?
Talk us through the equation. Let's work it out.
So, LP, league position.
League position. Let's have a little look here. They are 13th, Maidenhead, and Barnet 14th.
Ooh, okay.
So very tight.
Oof, that's a tough one to call. Money spent. Now, Barnet have spent more money than Maidenhead.
Have they?
That is for sure.
Is that true?
They made some quite big signings this summer. Not extravagant, but definitely spent more money than Maidenhead.
Okay. Well, it's difficult so far, isn't it, to call?
Expectation, Barnet's definitely higher.
You think?
Surely.
But they're below Maidenhead.
But the
expectation, they're on the same points.
But the expectation on Barnet, I would say, would be to win that game.
You think? It's difficult to call, isn't it? Very difficult.
Distance, not that far.
Not very far, no. Quite a simple
relatively
one.
Speaking. Royal Death, that's again,
well, you know,
you can never
to,
say
to
never.
To be seen. Monarch Death, it should be, I thought.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. MD.
MD.
I did think there should be as well proximity to London, because that always gives them better players if they've got a proximity to
okay,
London.
Okay, so I stick that in as well.
On that note, I was driving on the M25 yesterday, and you know they had those protesters on the Dartford Bridge?
Yeah.
All the signs on the M25 said, avoid Dartford. Which I thought was good National League South.
National League South advice. Really, isn't it? Yeah. Don't go. Alan Dowson's new manor, of course.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dowse, is it? We should perhaps check in on Dowse. See how he's getting on.
He's getting on.
What did he used to have? A club shop? No.
Porter Cabin. Alan Dowson's Porter Cabin for the OG listeners.
Yeah, we should look that up.
Yeah.
So, Maidenhead United. But they're both, you know, Barnet's obviously in London. Maidenhead not too far away from London. So that doesn't really come into... I'm saying a draw here, John.
Yeah, league position, money spent.
It's all about the same.
Distance. I think draw.
I think it's looking like a draw through the equation. But if you're reading the equation in a different way to us, and you have inside knowledge, if you're a Maidenhead fan,
that's the only thing
or
we can't
a Barnet
account
fan,
for personal that's, interest.
We can't ever. If you're a Barnet fan or a Maidenhead fan, then do let us know if you think there's anything else other than a draw this week for Maidenhead. And that's the Maidenhead equation. There we are. Go on, John. What were you going
to
say?
Back to the
FA Cup.
Are you
back on your chair?
Back on my chair. The big upset of the round, Notts County 2, Colville Town 3.
Oh, yes.
See you later, Notts County.
Oh,
I mean, to be honest, much as I never like this excuse, I think they'll probably be quite... They won't be too unhappy.
They're going for it, John. They want this league.
They want to win
the league.
As fewer games as possible.
Yeah, they want to win. And they're going to have to get out the trophy and stuff as well.
No problem.
Let's get out of it. Let's keep all our players fit. and we go, we move. But they won't have wanted to lose to Coldwell
Town. I know,
Town.
But I think at the same time, they won't be too upset as long as they get back on it.
Sure.
Oldham 1, Chester 1. So that one went to a replay. Solihull Moors 1. I thought it said Bastard United. Bassford United.
Bastard United.
I'm saying that a lot this year. Solihull Moors 1, Bassford United 0. South Shields 1, Scunthorpe 0.
Wow.
Kevin Phillips' South Shields.
Scunthorpe having a terrible time.
They picked up a little bit recently. Their form has improved.
Yeah, and I always have to remember we are also having
we
a terrible
time. We are also
time.
The worst team in the division.
So far.
But yeah, again, a very disappointing result for them at South Shields. Halifax won 3-0 at St Ives Town. Torquay 2, Hampton 2. Woking 2, Southend 1. And Yeovil 0, Taunton 0.
Yeah, and then the replays. Obviously Taunton beat Yeovil. Congratulations to them. The Peacocks.
Huge.
I mean, that's bad for Yeovil, isn't it?
Because not good.
That is really, really... I mean, and then you look at their Twitter feed and stuff, and they are... The manager is not popular, but nor is the chairman. The chairman
is really not.
It is
kind of similar to Torquay in a way where you think you could change the manager, and maybe you should change the manager, but also what is actually going to change
what's that going to do? Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of similar.
Also, much to the relief of the, I think, North Walian police.
Yes.
Chester got beaten by Oldham on penalties.
So Wrexham drew Chester or Oldham... or Wrexham or Blythe drew Chester or Oldham in the draw. And Oldham got through, Wrexham got through. Well, they all kicked off between them two the other week, didn't it?
I think.
Oldham, Wrexham. It all kicked off in the streets
apparently,
outside of the game.
Apparently, yes. But let's see what happens again.
Oldham went through on penalties against Chester. Wrexham beat Blythe 3-2. They were 3-0 up, almost chucked it away. Blythe came back into it. Gateshead 2, Altrincham 1. So Gateshead go through, so hopefully Altrincham a bit depressed, hopefully, after that, ahead of Saturday's trip down to Torquay. And the mighty Torquay winning 2-1 at Hampton and Richmond.
Yes, so we'll get onto that in a second. My son's homework, it gets set, pops up on my phone on an app called My Homework or something, or Show My Homework. Just popped up physics homework, F equals MA. That was while we were doing the Maidenhead equation. What is F equals MA, John? I didn't get my science GCSE, so I don't know.
Oh, you're actually genuinely asking?
Yeah, genuinely asking.
F equals MA.
Is that ferrous? Not a clue. If anybody knows, F equal... Maybe it's... your ma.
F equals MA.
It's being trolled by...
Law of conservation of momentum. Newton's second law.
Okay. And what is it, John?
F is force...
Force equals momentum and... Oh, is it an irresistible force meeting an immovable object? Ah, okay, very nice.
Is it?
When an
force equals mass multiplied by acceleration.
There we are. Can you explain that, John? Do you have any ideas? Torquay United, John. Torquay United won a game from behind, 1-0 down, 1-2-1, with a goal from a corner... And a free kick inside the box from a bit of luck.
It was our only good set-piece delivery of the game.
It feels like it's turned. It feels like the luck has turned. That Brett McGavin goal, it feels like the luck has turned.
The first half was shit. Absolutely dog shit. Yeah. Terrible.
But that, that midfield, is you cannot play that midfield.
Yeah, I think I said it on commentary. Donnellan, Hall, McGavin, if the slowest three midfielders you've ever seen. It was chronic.
Yeah, and if you've got no one to bring on the bench to help
and
that.
Yeah, you had Scott Smith, half-fit Scott Smith.
Yeah, I like him as well.
He won clearance at the end that saved the goal.
Great.
The second half was better. And they actually played their best football with 10 men, probably. I think it sort of galvanised them a bit. Look, I think, like you say, it's a sort of result, if not performance, it's a sort of result that might just galvanise things.
You want the momentum.
We're still not good enough for the... If that was in the National League, we'd have lost easily.
Really? Okay.
We'd have been out of sight by half-time.
Yeah, because we're on the telly Saturday, so we don't want to lose on the telly.
Yeah. So we've got a great tie against Derby County. Yeah. If it's on TV...
Yeah. What do you get for being on telly? Like 50 grand or something?
50 grand or something like that, yeah.
So look, if you can make 100 grand out of the... Yeah, out of that is like...
Selling out the ground.
Season changing, isn't it? If you can make that sort of money...
That's the money to buy, to get in a couple of extra players.
You'd hope, wouldn't you? Hopefully, if you make 100 grand out of a cup run, then that goes somewhere towards some people on the pitch. I've got a feeling we'll get another Loney by Saturday. I don't know why I think that.
They've
got no players, John. So that's maybe that's why I think that.
One-eyed Mark Halstead with his eye patch.
That was something we could have done. One-eyed Halstead. Yeah, Long John Halstead.
Singing Gabrielle songs.
Dreams can come true. Play it plain more, I'm with you. I've got to have it.
Yeah.
But Dylan, I like Dylan Crow. Not Dylan Crow. I don't like Dylan Crow.
No,
he's very good.
No, he's poor.
Who do I mean?
De Silva.
De Silva. No, the goalie.
Reece Lovett.
Reece Lovett, yeah. I think he's good.
He was great.
I like him.
Pulled off one save like in the 89th minute. It was just out of this world.
Yeah, he was good v. Wilson as well. And I think he was unlucky to get...
Just doesn't like catching the ball.
His thing. Dong, that's all right. Dong. That's his thing, isn't it? You know, that's the way it is, you know. And that's why he's not, as I always say, on the bench in League One. So, yeah. Look, it's tough times. There's not a lot of money around. But the momentum hopefully has swung. F equals MA. I don't know if that means that or not. But if it does, I'm really clinging on to it. And I think we beat Altrincham. I will say that. Oh, Jean messaged me last night.
Oh, did she?
At 1-0 down. She messaged me on Instagram. Daisy Seller, are you getting a new manager ready for our trip to the English Riviera on Saturday? Bit cocky, I thought. 1-0 at half time.
You're going to be hoisted by your own petard.
Petard, exactly. I'm trying to go Saturday. I think I am going Saturday because I can do my radio show and get down to Torquay in time. Lovely. Despite the fact it's on telly.
I'm going to watch it on the box.
On the box. Well, very nice indeed. And there we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Just a brief thing, John. We discussed last week that I'm wearing full kit and we play five-a-side now.
We were about to go off and play five-a-side.
A lot of people, what you do? You're a grown man. Stop wearing full kit. I put it on...
A lot of scoffing,
John. I put it on Twitter and on Instagram and I got a lot of attention for it.
Mm.
But there was no laughing at me, John. No, not to my face. You were there. Oh, the light's gone off. And then you've fallen off your chair. It's like a Halloween episode for you in there, John. Falling off your chair. The lights have gone off.
What do I press?
Oh, God. Now the light's going red in here.
I just pressed everything.
Yeah,
I was there. And
you were there.
I felt like the Torquay kit just... It was like you were a man possessed.
Exactly.
We played...
They only had four on the bench. But it wouldn't have hurt, John, would it?
We've always said, and you were sort of, you could have got to haven't last.
I could have got there last night. I could have got there.
You'd make something happen. If we need a goal with 10 minutes to go.
You know me, John. You know I make. I'll get there, and I'll just like right, just through sheer force of will, turning up in my own kit.
Even if it was just all the Hampton players just stopping in disbelief, going, "What's this?"
I was playing through it in my mind, and I was daydreaming. I was thinking, in what situation could you ever get on?
So you scored a hat trick. Man of the match.
No, not man of the
unstoppable.
Match.
Unstoppable. We were playing with, on the opposite team to Lloyd Griffith,
yeah,
our friend, comedian, Grimsby Town fan, who turned up in a York City shirt.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
having York had just beaten us.
Felt a bit salty, didn't
it? On the Saturday before. I thought it was a bit unnecessary. Yeah,
yeah. John Cadogan is one of the finest five-a-side goalkeepers you will ever see.
I did have a storm in
there.
You're
like
I?
Bobby Olesnik. Maybe you want to bring
one
in.
One save from Lloyd's shot was just.
Unbelievable. Oh, it's unbelievable,
tipped
John.
It around the post. It was.
I'm going to bring you my Bobby Olesnik shirt in. It's not actually his. It's the one
reward.
He would wear. As a reward. There we are. So, look,
good.
If anyone wants to play five-a-side against the team.
Yeah.
And we can put one together.
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Maybe further down the line. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
John.
Oh, we've got a lovely bulging sack.
A bulging sack. How nice.
Stephen Baker, no relation, gets in touch on the ice, gents. Okay. FOF 37, Stephen Baker. We're not having him for a very long time.
Oh, on he the says, ice, Stephen.
Despite not being in touch for a couple of years, I still have been avidly listening to the podcast.
Wow. Why has not been in touch?
I know. I remember we knocked him out of the FOF games like immediately last year because he hadn't been in touch.
FOF games, imagine that.
FOF of the year coming back soon.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
We haven't talked about that, but... anyway, Stephen says, unfortunately, my beloved Halesow in town have not got any closer to the promised land of the National League, despite our 2020 FA Trophy run to the semi-final and sitting top of the league before COVID got in the way. However, this season, we're sat top of the Southern League Division 1 Central, having won 8 of our 10 games so far, so there is hope again. But this week, our manager decided to step down, leaving the club in disarray. It's classic National League, Stephen.
Unbelievable.
You've been National League, I'm afraid. Not even in the National League. You've been Southern leagued.
Oh, gosh.
And I was thinking, does this sound like a National League trait to you? Yes.
Yes, 100%. It means you'll probably be in it soon.
You should be in it with behaviour like that.
Yeah, very much so.
Anyway, it says, does this bode well for our future participation in a promised land? Yes.
Yeah.
Just said that.
Is it Halesow in town?
A team can consistently shoot itself in the foot when in a seemingly fantastic position. Who needs stability after all? Anyway, if he's available soon, I'm sure we wouldn't say no to Gary Johnson. Hands off, Steve.
He's not available.
Not available.
A few people have messaged. An Aldershot fan got in touch with me, actually. He said, having a nice chat with him. I said, who do you fancy for your new manager? He said, Gary Johnson. I was like, clear off. Clear off.
Not a hope.
Not available. N.A. Newton Abbott.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's lovely to hear from you again after such a long absence.
On the ice, Steve.
Don't leave it so long next time.
Nearly lost your FOF number.
Do we need to start doing that? Should we have like a moratorium of FOF numbers?
Steve Smith got in touch the other day. He's one of the OGs as well.
Moira Kitson, hand it back.
Where is Moira Kitson?
There's a reference.
She came and went, didn't she?
She came and went. Chased her off.
Well, that was a shame.
Stephen, thank you. Clive Haywood gets in touch. Now, I've just forwarded you Clive's message because he's
have a little look here.
He's been doing a bit of writing.
Oh, lovely.
Some scripting.
It's nice. He's done more than we do.
He's really put the effort in. Clive says, hi, John and Charlie. Let's be honest. If you don't know who Ray and Dave are by now, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. From the day when Torquay may or may not go out of the FA Cup, it's obviously been Saturday, I thought I would suggest another episode of Ray and Dave's History Hits.
I like
it.
Okay. Well, look, we're not saying people should send in sketches for us to do. Get your own podcast if you want to do that. But as it's Clive,
as he's put the effort in,
very fond of Clive.
So going back to November 1963.
Okay, yeah, we're not. Says, can I just say we are not Clive. Saying that people should do this.
No.
Just before we carry on,
unsolicited scripts will be binned.
From now, this is the only one we will be doing.
Anyway, Ray Duff. Hey, good afternoon, viewers, and welcome to sunny Dallas. Got a lovely commentary spot up here on the grassy knoll.
Hello, Ray. Looking forward to it. Clocks have just gone back. Should be a proper game. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's a lovely scene here. The presidential motorcade comes into view. Strong security measures, of course, in force. Crowd's well stewarded under the supervision of Agent Pemberton from the Secret Service.
No messing about from him. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, Dave, who's that warming up over there, Dave? Looks like young Harvey Oswald. Young lad, they just signed from QPR yesterday, I believe. Scored a few in the under-23s. Fond of a shot from long range, I think.
That's him.
Oh, my word! Oh, my word, what's just happened, Dave? Looks like the president's been hit in the head.
Get up in a minute, Ray. Just a knock, I think. President Roosevelt would have got up.
Oh, my word.
I added that.
Kennedy, looking at it, he's been assassinated, Dave. I can't believe what I'm watching.
Well, I need to log off now to write my report for the Texas Weekly. It was very good. Well
not
done.
Not bad, Clive.
Clive, very good. But it was more scripted than we would normally do. Ours would just be just vaguely reaching around.
Yeah.
Wow. Vaguely reaching around for different historical facts. But that was excellently scripted.
Well researched.
Very funny.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Clive. As we say, nobody else send any in.
No one needs to do that. Rich Mills, the old Stasi Fox, gets in touch. He says, "Dear Charlie and John, apologies for the lack of correspondence recently. A lot of people apologising.
Well,
so
no, don't be sorry. It's fine. Ooh, do what you like. It's your life.
Suella Braverman's resigned. Home Secretary, gone.
Good.
I've been lazy rather than busy, says Rich, and must do better, especially as Foth of the Year must be kicking off soon, right? The people want it.
Finally, he didn't really finish last year's. When the clocks go back.
After hearing the Gemma Collins as a 3G pitch,
yes.
I'm looking forward to more surfaces speaking up.
It's the
perhaps
3G.
David Dickinson as a boggy pitch in a new year. Tony Blair as a bobbly pitch. And Adele as a pristine pitch, more suited to crown green bowls. No, I will not explain my choices. Says Rich. Also,
what was Adele?
Pristine pitch.
Oh, right. So like a smooth sound.
Yeah.
He's gone for it. Okay, I get it. Yeah. I like it.
Tony Blair's a bobbly pitch. I suppose his premiership was very up and down.
An uneven pitch.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't really know. Why won't he explain his choices?
David Dickinson's a boggy pitcher. I don't know. What's that about?
I don't really know what he's on about.
Rich, are you right? I mean, Rich has had a blow to the head or something.
Rich is normally very, very good at this sort of thing. I don't really... you're going to need to explain your choices.
I know you said you wouldn't, but you're going to have to. Also, Rich says, please can we have more Brucey sings Beck, please? Anything to take our minds off the football. I'm a losing bait.
Why
don't you kill me?
Oh, yeah.
Problem is, I don't know any other Beck songs, really.
Do you know any more Beck?
No.
What else does Beck sing?
No, I don't know.
Bruce sings Beck. No, not a clue. If anyone's got any suggestions, we can play one and try and do it. No idea.
No.
No idea. Rich, I mean, in many ways, I didn't understand a lot of the letter.
I think Rich might have had a long week.
Oh, he's had a bit. But as always, lovely to hear
from
you.
Thank you, Rich.
And the creativity is appreciated.
And finally, Kelvin Aplin, another one. Who also says, hello, fellas, not written for a while. A lot of people just getting
Kevin.
Back in touch this week. Kelvin says, not written for a while, so here I am. Nothing to do with the Foff Games coming soon, of course. These letters are all the same.
Yeah, this is what they've maybe somewhere. Did we say Foff Games in the last few
maybe,
weeks?
Maybe, yeah. Everything,
we haven't sent a letter for ages. I better get one in if I want to be in the Foff Games. Kelvin Aplin hasn't got a... He writes a lot and he hasn't got a nickname, is it?
He's not. It's Foff 34. Kelvin Aplin. What's Aplin? I mean,
what's Aplin? I was thinking Maplin's, which is the holiday
Aplin.
Camp in... In Heidi High, of course.
Okay, some of the electronics. Store.
Yellow coat. Here he is. Kelvin. Peggy. Peggy. Go with Peggy. No? Okay. Nothing. Sorry, Kelvin.
No,
I tried.
Craplin.
Craplin.
The arse.
Nice.
That's horrible.
That's K Rap. And he is K Aplin. No, Kelvin, you are not Craplin.
You're not Craplin.
No, no.
You're plain old Foff 34 until we think it's getting
exactly,
better.
Exactly, yeah. Foff 34, of course.
Prestigious.
Our best ever 34 is Ben Whitfield, of course.
Yes.
So, only? Whitfield.
Best only? Anyway, Kelvin says, on the subject of full kit wankers.
Oh, FKW,
about,
yeah.
Final time.
Yeah.
I once wore the full kit to Shrewsbury.
Nice.
Back in the 90s when I topped the look with a sombrero.
Yeah, very nice.
Torquay won that day, a late winner. I subsequently lost the glasses off my face without realising and nearly missed the supporters' bus home while trying to look for them. Anyway, can you be another sporting FKW? I once had a golf day and went out in the evening in the same gear that I'd worn that day, including the Golf Society jumper.
No. You can't do that with
no.
golf. Absolutely reek, Kelvin. Kelvin Stinky Aplin.
Yeah.
Stink Bomb.
It's been horrible nicknames to Kelvin. A much valued
Sorry,
Foff.
Kelvin. You're a really valued
Foff.
But you've opened yourself up to it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think we should have I pitched it on yesterday, and I don't think anyone really was bothered about it. But I think it's a good Torquay United idea. Full kit day. FKW day.
Yeah.
Everyone turn up in full kit. Shirt, shorts and socks.
I think it's a lovely idea.
Everyone would love it. Everyone would absolutely love it. It'd be really good. Let us know if you'd be interested in doing that. We can try and sort that out for at some point. If we're not bottom of the league the whole bloody season.
Another thing coming up that we'll sort out. That's all the letters, by the way.
Oh, thank you for all your letters. How do people send us letters, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, get in touch.
Or NatObsPod on Twitter.
Yeah, at NatObsPod. Yeah, that'd be nice. Do get in touch. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell all your friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. What were you going to say, John?
The eagle-eyed amongst you will have noticed we're creeping up inexorably on episode 200. We mentioned it on Twitter. Big, exciting news.
There is.
On EP 200.
Let's hope it happens,
coming.
John. Could be incredible, couldn't it?
It's coming.
Could be utterly incredible. We'll see.
Maybe we could leave. Remember when we did Jamie Reid, episode 100, we left some cryptic clues.
Oh, did we? I'm not doing that.
I said Jamie Reid backwards. About
it's so reliant on a few things that it might not happen.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Some pretty
it's
crucial
so
things.
Reliant, but look, let's. I'm really positive.
Excited. But anyway,
very positive about it. You're good at that.
Just play it all backwards. Play this whole episode backwards.
You'll find out. Yes,
there you are.
There we are. Is that it?
That's it.
What a lovely podcast, John. I really enjoyed it. Can I recommend the podcast Dead Eyes? I know.
No.
Okay. Then we're not recommending other
well,
podcasts.
Well, after you've listened to this one.
Yeah, after this one. It's a long one as well.
My new football club as well. Your episode.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. That's good fun, isn't it?
It's good.
Yeah, about Exeter City, but you know, it's all right. Other than that, it's all right. They're all right. Lovely. Enjoy your National League this weekend, John. Come on, you goals.
Come on, you goals. 2 out of 2.
Come
Make
on, you
happen.
Goals.
We
Let's
move.
Go. Let's go. Come on, boys.
Clapping and talking.
Clapping and talking on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.